taking down a tarnished icon. The news that Aung San Suu Kyi had been overthrown in a coup spread through Myanmar like a shockwave. Most of the citizens 100% depend on her, says Kyaw Kyaw, a 28-year-old LGBTQ activist who lives in Yangon, the Southeast Asian nation's largest city. Everyone was frustrated and scared. Myanmar's de facto leader was idolized even before she came to office. During the 15 years that the junta kept her under house arrest, many secretly kept pictures of Suu Kyi in their homes. After her release, her party, the National League for Democracy, the NLD, won elections in 2015, ending decades of military rule. The country's struggle for democracy has always centered on Suu Kyi. Now that the military has her in detention again, reportedly facing trumped-up charges of violating import-export laws, there are few capable of uniting resistance to the general's emergency rule. When she disappeared, nobody knew what to do, says Kaw Kaw. The truth is that the military never really lost control. Despite the reforms of recent years, the Tatmadaw, as the army is officially known, retained control of key ministries. A 2008 constitution guaranteed it 25% of the seats in parliament and a veto over any constitutional amendment. But the NLD's resounding victory in a November 8th election, claiming over 80% of the vote, was too much democracy for the generals to bear. The military claimed widespread fraud and has now declared emergency rule until the election can be run again. It is not clear what form that vote will take. How far the military goes will hinge on how compliant civilian leaders are and the scale of popular resistance, says Dan Slater, director of the Wiser Center for Emerging Democracies at the University of Michigan. But the political future of the country's most prominent leader looks uncertain at best. He says banning Aung San Suu Kyi could very well be one of the military's main wishes or demands. The woman, once called a beacon of hope by President Barack Obama, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991 for her nonviolent resistance against the junta. After her release in 2010, she became an even greater icon of human rights, mentioned in the same breath as Gandhi or Mandela. With the help of the U.S. and other nations loosening economic sanctions, she helped usher her country through a series of reforms, including the historic 2015 vote.